Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. In the first of two short talks, we are going to look at the Butlers, one of Kilkenny's most prominent and famous families. And in this first talk, I will look at the career of Pierce Butler and his wife, Margaret Fitzgerald. Two of the most interesting characters to emerge from the late Middle Ages of Kilkenny are Pierce Butler and his wife, Margaret Butler. Both were characters of strong will and great ambition to overcome adversities to attain what both would feel were their entitlements and status. On the surface, they were an odd match in that their families, two of the great Anglo-Norman dynasts, were long rivals. This rival had of late become more poisonous as both had taken opposing sides in the English War of the Roses, the Fitzgeralds, the White House of York, and the Butlers, the Red House of Lancashire. Both families' fortunes ebbed and flowed depending on who held the throne in England. Political marriages between rival families in Ireland, however, were common, as families liked to hedge their bets in the endless power struggles and machinations that characterised this restless and lawless period. Pierce was the son of Sir James Butler. His father's cousins, James, John and Thomas, had been the 5th, 6th and 7th Earls of Ormond respectively. James V Earl had been executed for being a Lancastrian. None of the Earls had produced any legitimate male heirs. Thomas VII Earl, who was very wealthy, had two daughters, one whom married Sir William Boleyn, the family of Anne Boleyn. John VI Earl had an illegitimate son, James Ormond, later Sir James. Pierce's father, also Sir James, acted for his cousin, the 7th Earl in Ireland, and Pierce reasonably would be assumed to be the heir to the earldom and Thomas's fortune. With the accession of Henry VII to the English throne and the arrival of the Tudors, the Yorkist cause was largely lost. Gerald Fitzgerald, the great Earl of Kildare, wasted no time in arranging the marriage of his second daughter Margaret to Pierce. She was in her early teens and he was 18. Sir James Butler, Pierce's father, died in 1487. He made Pierce his sole heir over his older brothers, as well as granted him rights over the lands of Ormond which he had held for Thomas the 7th Earl. The couple's rights and privileges were contested from the start. Pierce was jailed by his cousin, the illegitimate Sir James Ormond. Margaret's father, Gerard, the Earl of Kildare, was jailed in the Tower of London for his Yorkist sympathies. Once Gerard was released, the couple's fortunes improved. It was rumoured that they murdered James, now known as the Base Butler. Pierce got a royal pardon by 1498, and contrary claims by his older brothers to his estates were pushed aside. In the meanwhile, Margaret had rebuilt Gorham Castle. Pierce was acting in Ireland for the 7th Earl Thomas, as his father had. Their fortunes were, however, to change in 1515, when Thomas died. Immediately, his daughters and their husbands began to contest Pierce's succession. Unfortunately, this now included the powerful Boleyns. In addition, Gerald, the great heir, and Margaret's father had also died. Her brother Gerald, the new Earl, was ordered by the Crown to support Thomas's daughter's claims. Pierce and Margaret vigorously fought these claims. In 1528, Pierce had to accept the lesser title of Earl of Ossory. In 1538, success was finally achieved when he was granted titles of Earl of Ossory and Ormond. Pierce was often known as Pierce Ruar because of his red hair, or as the Red Earl. Pierce and Margaret actively managed their many estates, developing many small industries and bringing in ideas and crafts from Europe, especially Flanders. They also founded Kilkenny Grammar School in St. Canice's Cathedral. In later years, Margaret was to suffer many tragedies. Pierce died in 1539, having been uncontested 8th Earl of Ormond for only 18 months. Her family's Fitzgeralds were almost wiped out. Her brother Gerald died in the Tower of London. Her nephew, the legendary Silken Thomas, was executed for treason, along with many other relatives. It is some note of the esteem that Pierce held his wife in, that she was co-executor of his will, along with two of their sons. Their eldest son, James, became the 9th Earl. He was known as Seamus Bacock due to an injury he suffered in battle against Silken Thomas Fitzgerald. He died in 1546, rumoured of poison at a banquet in London. He was succeeded by his son Thomas, better known as Black Tom, the 10th Earl. Margaret is buried in a magnificent tomb in St. Canice's Cathedral with her husband Pierce. This tomb may have been started during their lives. She had always courted controversy, and although Dolbarna Fitzgerald had always identified with her husband, they had always fought ruthlessly for what they felt was their due. When admonished by a priest for not preparing for death, she declared it was better for one old woman to suffer the fires of hell than for the butlers to lose their lands to strangers.